Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Chris Gang,
we back.
Gang,
pull
gang,
up.
DJ True Story.
I'm talking about that my motherfucking brother. Let go, let go.
Maddie, body, bitch, wallet, make me
pull up.
Maddie cleaner than the stylist, plus I pulled up.
If a nigga come around talking about me, baby, leave my nigga gon'
pull up.
Top dance, he gon' make your bitch that
pull up. Pull up, pull up,
pull up,
pull up,
pull up.
Start talking.
talking shit, got a pipe for the ammunition. Yo, bitch walking around piped up. When she see me, she blowing kisses. Feeling like Aladdin, Quavo the genie. I grant your whole three wishes. You know I do magic, Quavo Houdini. I touch the pack and get it missed.
Pipe it up,
pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up. I walk in the club just to pipe it up. I stand on the stage and I pipe it up. Get a regular hotel, I pipe it up.
Weed, I like getting fly. I like having sex, I like girls who ride. I like my coat full, I like turning old. And I like brand new shit, so this is what I love. I like that money, baby. Niggas hoes, but I stopped doing that. Cause once I hit her with that dick, she don't know how to act. Blowing up a nigga phone, can you please fall back? Hey, Lord, just leave me alone, I ain't got time for that. I like good weed, I like bad bitches that can roll it up. And a rider that's gonna hold me down no matter what they die. Sipping goods, well, please don't worry about what's in my cup.
Not sure.
And she on them drugs, so yeah, you know she down to fuck. It's going down, it's going down, it's going down. Little bitch, I'm gonna stay 100 and you counterfeit.
Can't fuck with you.
And you ain't in my crew if you ain't tryna get rich.
Gotta run that up.
And I'ma dick her down, yeah, she love that shit. Yeah, I like smoking weed, I like getting fly. I like having sex, I like girls who ride. I like my cup full, I like turning old. And I like brand new shit, so this is what I love. I like that money, baby.
My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
I only kiss her when she on it. Fuck her good, make her call me in the morning. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good
Got the club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Squad going up. Nobody flipping now. Nah. I just did three in a row. Them shoulders back to back to back now. Put the world on a sound. You know party in a weekend. Ain't got no motherfucking time. The party on a weekend. Tell Jello bring the juice. We about to get lit. Fill the room up with some things. One night open, this is it. Always working overtime, overtime and not on time. It's crazy back home. It kills me that I'm not around. I think we getting too deep. I'm talking might be too true. Upstairs, I got in the Advil bottle. I don't take it, but you do. So I got them for you.
I don't need the pills. I'm just gonna have another drink.
And when I'm putting work in on the weekend, I look back on this and think how we had the club going up
on the Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut, she Tuesday. Club going up.
these hoes for everybody. These hoes for everybody. Yeah, these hoes for everybody. My dog hit me up, having problems with a bitch. I told that nigga, fuck him, bro, these hoes ain't shit. All they wanna do is chase a nigga with some paper. When it ain't no more paper, they looking for more paper. I ain't trying to listen to these hoes and they lies. When they think you the shit, they surround you like flies. A bitch is the last thing on a nigga mind. If you let a bitch do it, she'll take you off your grind. I ain't finna let a bitch stop my shine. Baby, you can get yours, I'ma always get mine. I ain't tryna be the nigga living in the blind. Knowing I got a nickel acting like I got a dime. These hoes for everybody. They for everybody. These hoes for everybody. They for everybody. I can't wipe no shone, can't trust no bitch. All the niggas know is I'm tryna get rich. And these hoes for everybody. They for everybody. Some niggas let hoes throw them off they game. I done seen pussy send a nigga to the chain gang. I can't see myself going through the same thing. I ain't trying to get changed, I ain't trying to get played. I'm just trying to get money and get a bitch out my face. I don't wanna fuck, I'm just trying to get paid. These cross-section hoes done fuck my trust up. Got a nigga fucked up, not knowing what's what. She'll do some strange things for a little piece of change. Fuck a main nigga, then fuck his main man. I ain't tryna be the nigga living in the blind. Knowing I got a nickel, acting like I got a dime. These hoes for everybody. They for everybody. These hoes for everybody. They for everybody. I can't wipe no shone, can't trust no bitch. All the niggas know is I'm tryna get rich. And these hoes for everybody. They for everybody.
Welcome back.
Hey, you all. Welcome back to What the
Hell She Said Tuesdays. Hey.
It's your girl. It's your girl, Sierra, also known as Miss EP. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at MISSEP_Sierra. And I have my sugar lump.
It's your girl, Megan. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. Brown Baby Coco. That's BRWNBABYCOCO.
All right, you all. What else, Megan? What else
do
you need to follow?
Oh, also follow our business page, Dream Me Your Dreams Enterprises and Event Planning. Catch up on all the details of upcoming wedding I'm planning. I got a lot of stuff going on. So you're going to meet Sierra and I are going to be designing some things. Yeah, CIME in Your Dreams, ENTPR on Instagram.
All right, you all. Today is September 1st. We have 4 months left for the rest of the year. Megan brought that to my attention today.
Hello, September.
Yeah, so we have 4 months left. I mean, we are more than halfway through the year. We have Fred that's going on, Erica that just left, and we got a lot of stuff that's going on right now.
Fred?
Yeah, it's like a tropical storm.
Girl, I'm like, who the fuck is Fred?
Girl, I said the same thing.
Fred? Fred.
I'm also like, yeah, Fred going to be here by me. I said, who? Okay. Hey, Fred. I said, okay, whoever the hell.
All right, then.
Hey, Fred. Same thing with Erica. Say, if Erica coming, then we may not be here. I'm like, okay, who the hell is Erica? But anyways, long story short.
I'm glad. Well, I'm glad those tropical storms did not happen. You know, if we have listened to the weather and our governor, we thought we were going to be flooded. We thought we were going to be flooded and have water up to our knees. But everything was good. Everything
Thank
was
you.
Cool.
Thank you. All right, so Megan, tonight we have a real, really, really, really popular male group by the name of Cool America. I don't know if you remember them or not.
Of course I do.
Okay. So they're really making major moves. Kingpin is their manager. Kingpin is like the number one person that they promo. I don't know anyone that can touch Kingpin on promo. Street-wise, internet-wise, mouth-wise, like Kingpin is that guy. And we're going to have them on the line tonight at 10:35. We're going to talk about this make them shake movement that everybody, even the babies, is making them shake. But in the meantime, let's get into what the hell was said. So, do you see Drake and Serena all kissing and lovey-dovey? Man, you want me a boyfriend?
I did see that. I wish I could have seen, like, a better picture that was so blurry so I could see what the rules were really going on.
What is it to see? What else do you need to see, Megan?
I don't know. It just looked like they was, like, whispering, having a good time. I don't know. I don't know.
They were together, so why do it matter?
I don't know, Cheryl.
I think it's cute. Go, boo. She gave me inspiration. Do you see that, baby? We talked about her last week or week before last.
Serena?
Yes.
Yeah.
Baby bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Drake doesn't get a piece of that chocolate.
All right. So, hold on. We're talking about Lovey Dovey. You know we've been going in on Terrence Howard for the past couple of weeks.
I didn't want to talk about him and his wife. I'm over them.
No, but him and his wife,
I'm over them.
They say
I'm so over them.
That him and his wife, Mira Park, are doing just fine. And not to believe everything we read, we assume they won't be divorcing, with that being said.
Okay.
So, even though she may have filed, it looks as though, you know, they gonna work things out. I love to see that. And like I said, this is like his third marriage. So I hope, you know, they work it out.
I guess, Jen.
There's a lot going on.
I guess. Anyway, so we wish them the best. Speaking of wishing them the best, Kanye for president.
I don't wish that the best.
Now, the MTV Video Awards this weekend.
The VMAs.
It was pretty interesting. I wasn't falling asleep as much as I usually do this year. Even though they said the ratings was very significantly lower than what they have been before. And when Nicki and Miley had their little beef, it dropped slightly right to bottom, you know, like the damn stock market the other day.
So that didn't boost it?
No, it dropped like the stock market the other day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I would have thought that something like that. Because,
I watched it like twice so I could see what happened if I missed it.
Because myself, I wasn't watching the VMAs that main, but someone was watching it in the next room. And I kind of heard Nicki's voice, and I heard her say, and this little bitch, I saw her, I was like, hold up. Let me turn to MTV and see what is going on. And so I caught it when Miley was kind of like
trying to play it off.
You know, her.
Oh, they meant, but they say they change up what we say.
Miley kind of like gave her the shade now. She ain't back down. She kind of just told Nicki, like, girl, boo, this ain't the time or the place.
Okay,
I'm working
show.
Right now. So. I'm working right now, so I'm going to need for you to say that for backstage, boo, and then moved on.
All right.
So, I mean,
but Nicki did do a Sierra situation. That girl said.
But my thing is.
My pastor.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out, like, the pastor told her, Nicki, don't beat her up. I don't know what the pastor told her, but she was like, I'm going to thank my pastor. Then, now back to you. I said, wow, did something just happen? Did she just went bipolar, like, in 30 seconds?
But the thing is, to me, that was not a time or the place.
It wasn't. It was at the after party.
Yeah, you could have saved that. We didn't need to know all of that. And then, Master let you in the house and you showed your ass. They ain't going to have your behind back up there.
Sure, They don't need her there. Just like they were saying, they think about Kanye hosting the MTV Awards next year.
Really?
Yes. After he briefly threw Touch Y'all out on the low on the stage and gave y'all the business, he may be hosting the show next year.
I'm trying to figure out how they pick. Who qualifies these people to make and host a whole dang show?
Well, whatever Kanye did. Whatever night that was, considering him being the host of 2016.
You know who my favorite couple on the red carpet though was? John Legend and his wife, Chrissy Teigen. Oh my God, they're so adorable.
They supposed to have
so
a TV show that's coming out that's going to be based on their relationship, and it's called Ordinary People. I don't really know what kind of voice sound like, so it's going to be pretty interesting. But it's going to be a show based on them, so it's going to be pretty cute. And I think they're like the producer and the writers and all that, the two of them.
Oh, wow.
So, speaking of the two of them, have you seen Neo and his fiance, Crystal Renee? Let me stop saying speaking of. Sorry, man. How about Neo and his fiance, Crystal Renee?
That is. Okay. See, Neo is getting a lot of slack. I think it started when Moneta went on that show.
Yeah. And said that he forced her to get on two sides.
First of all, a man cannot force you to lay on your back, open your legs, and have a doctor Tyo too. You had to make that decision. He can't make you. I'm sure it was probably, he was like, we should do that. But if he didn't want to have no more kids, you should have gotten a vasectomy, first of all.
He should have. Yeah, I agree with that.
If he didn't want more kids, he should have gotten a vasectomy. You guys were not married. I mean, they were engaged.
I thought they was married.
No, they weren't married. That's my point. And it's a lot of women that make permanent, like, decisions and treat a man as though that is their husband. It will make such a drastic change to her body.
Mm-hmm.
So in his defense, he couldn't make her do that. That was a conscious choice that she had to make.
And she probably thought that was something that they agreed
upon. She should have had a sign on a dotted line and been married for someone to make that decision. That is something that you are changing your body. You're changing you're making yourself infertile for a man that is not yours.
I thought they was married.
To me, that's a lesson for every woman in the world. Don't make permanent decisions based on temporary situations because you never know what's going to happen. And then now she's made a post classy but hurt. Girl.
With a permanent marker? What is that supposed to mean?
Girl, you know what? Y'all, you guys have been broken up now for about 3 years. It's time. You should have been let that go. What you hurt for?
For what? I mean, she got two kids she taking care of.
Girl,
she stayed in the house. Then they lived together.
That was her. To me, that was crazy.
She thought that they was going to get back together. He was probably still having sex with that girl. Still telling her that, you know, us forever. I'm going to do me. But I'm going to still be here forever. And then he got with whoever Crystal Renee is, whatever she do. And Crystal Renee put in his life. And now he's getting married, having a baby with Crystal Renee. And he's happy, very happy that he's having his baby. So he made sure he quoted it from the horse's mouth today on Twitter.
Yeah. He had to speak on it. Because a lot of his Twitter followers and Instagram followers were going in on him. And he said that he did not make her. It is reversible.
He did say that.
And, he said, but girl, he did not answer this question. Did she make that decision based on the fact that you guys would not be together if she did not get it done? He didn't answer that.
Because he probably told her that I'm not going to stop trying to have multiple kids, and if you want us to be together, you need to get your two sides, I'm not going to keep having multiple kids.
That is the thing. Now,
that's what happened.
She wanted to keep their relationship. She was like, you know, girl, let me go ahead and get these two tied. Because he said, you know what, I'm a kid. Well, Nick, you better tie it. You better tie the ball up. Sorry. But I pray Moyetta Boo move on.
Yes.
Find you something greater.
Get some closure. Because, you can find. She's very pretty, I think. She's very pretty.
She's pretty, but she's damaged and heartbroken.
I've been there.
And it takes a lot.
And then when men see him be spiteful and go get with a whore, because that's probably what Chris Renee is, that he usually turn out to be whores.
Yeah, some random,
whatever the heck. And then you wipe him, then have a baby bottle, and then want to check me on Instagram and Twitter.
Men do it every day.
Women do it too, though.
Women do it.
Women
However,
do it.
The thing is, men, it's easier for men to move on.
Okay.
I even had a pastor talk about it in church one day.
That's easy for a man to move on?
It is so much easier. A man may mope and cry for a little minute, but he'll be back. He'll be back in the swing of things faster than a woman.
Because he's going to try and do that to get even.
My grandma always told me the easiest way to get over an old man is to get you a new one.
That is so true.
That is so true. My grandma always told me that.
So true.
But it's to me, women hold on to those memories more. Oh, I miss him. I remember when we used to.
They hold on to memories, but some of them may be like me. I don't like multiple men touching me and being in my space and getting to know me. I don't give a damn about how your
But see,
went.
Men don't care.
Some men care.
Men,
they may be dogs, but they think with not with JJ. What is it called?
They dick.
They think with their penis.
More than they think with the fake.
more than women. Women think more with their heart. You know, that's natural. But some women do the same thing.
It's a they very far. Is it far and few between?
Yes.
It's very far and few between.
Yes.
Most women be in their feelings. Most women.
They do. Yeah.
I'm one of them. Be in my feelings, bitch.
Okay, and what you do when you be in your feelings?
What my grandma say.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
So,
do
y'all see Kevin
get
the girl?
Oh, my gosh, that was horrible.
I was trying to look at the video, and I was trying to figure out maybe it was a man feeling on him or something. I just could not catch it, but he really kicked the doll-ish out of her. I mean, baby, he caught that foot back and then walked off like, and what? Like, can someone please tell me what happened? Like, anybody that was there, anyone that heard, you know, seen. I mean, baby got clocked, bopped. Quick. I mean, security just looked, and security didn't even know what to do. Security was looking like, what am I supposed to do? They didn't know what to do. And that's unfortunately because I went from me liking Kevin Gates to now I'm like, nah, I'm straight on Kevin Gates. What y'all think about it? What you think?
I saw I was pretty much done with Kevin Gates when I saw him admit of having sex with his cousin
to
the world.
I thought that was a lie.
I don't, listen, it didn't look like a lie. He said that he was having sex with his cousin, and he went somewhere and found, he didn't know it was his cousin, before they started having sex. And someone told him, you know, y'all are cousins. And he was like, well, damn, I'm already, you know, having sex with her in the peacehood. So I'm going to keep on having sex with her.
I remember hearing
that. Yeah, it was disgusting, you know. And after that, I think I unfollowed him right after that. I was like, it's a little nasty motherfucker. Like, you are disgusting. And then the other day, I'm going to find the video to show you later, Sierra. And I'm going to try to load it later, too. On Instagram, but Kevin Gates was a club owner, had Kevin Gates at her club, so she wanted her 16-year-old niece and her son, who was like 17, to meet Kevin Gates, and she said he wouldn't speak to them, he would not stand next to them, and in the video, she tells her son to move in closer so she can take a picture. And when the son steps in closer, Kevin Gates steps back.
I mean, could that be because...
And he was just standing there, not saying anything. And she knew he was taking a picture because he was standing there with a straight face, with his hands behind his back, just standing there, looking like a robot.
I mean, maybe he was in a bad mood, Megan.
Have so many.
I mean, I'm not making excuses for him because I honestly feel that it's completely, absolutely wrong.
And my thing is, if you're going to have that type of interaction and it's going to be unpleasant, just don't take it. Just
don't take pictures and just tell security you don't want to take it.
Right. Just tell people, you know, I don't feel like taking pictures right now. I'm going to go do my job and then leave. Don't give you a bad experience because now you lost fans.
Kind of lost fans. Karen Silva, the one that had posted, I seen the video of the night. She was like, Kevin Gates is dead wrong for this. And I look up, damn, he kicked the hell out of that. Who is that?
And he went back, like he was kicking a football.
He did.
And I grabbed my chest. I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, I just couldn't believe I watched and saw something like that ever, like, for a female. Like, wow. Okay. Well, that was Dreka. Ain't that who he always talking about?
Girl. So, I don't really have too much else to talk about. I know Will Smith have a big movie that's coming out that I really love
the trailer.
To see it. Concussion.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be pretty hot. I know a few football players that actually is going through that right now, concussions and different medical issues that come from them pursuing football all their life. So, I'm really interested in seeing that movie. How about you, Megan?
He looked like he was acting his tail off.
Yeah, that means that a good thing I'm at.
Yes, got this little African accent going on. Like, go Will.
All right. What is it? You said Irish?
He's African. The doctor is African that he's playing.
The doctor?
Mm-hmm.
He not the football player?
No, he's playing a doctor who actually helped discover the disease that is affecting players who have had multiple concussions. And he was a neurosurgeon. So,
I'm actually excited. When do it supposed to come out?
Based on a true story. I didn't see a release date.
I need me a date for Nate Friday because
when did it not release come out?
Nate Friday, September 11th. I need me a friend to take me. And I don't know who it's going to be yet, but someone need to take me that I like. So anyway.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, so let me get to this ride-out by our favorite DJ, DJ True Story. Let me give a few shout-outs. Okay, so again, this Monday I have a very big meet and greet. It's RSVP only with the rapper from up north, Mano. He will be here at KDS Studios from 6 p.m. to 9, and the after party will be at Tier. If you're interested, make sure you hit me up. I have probably about 10, 15 more spots available. It's filling up really fast. I was really surprised to have, like, as many people respond via email within 3 days. So if you want to come if you're interested, hit me up. Yo Gotti is coming here for Classic. Dogman is bringing them, along with my other boss, Troy. So I'm really excited about that. And then I want to give a shout-out to a new DJ in the city, DJ Summery. She's a female. She's young, 23, and she's doing it. And I'm going to support her 110%. DJ Summery, y'all check her out. And
she got a girly name too.
Yeah, that's right. And Summer Rays, and she keeps a fly hat, and she's really dope. And don't forget on September 12th, the Duval reunion with DJ Chef, 3B, everybody from Jacksonville. I got a party bus. Let me know if you're interested. I got a couple of seats left. And next week we'll have DJ Chef. We'll be interviewing him, the DJ Chef and Sheldon show.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah,
let's get into
F Leukemia. Is the movement.
Fuck leukemia?
Fuck leukemia and F cancer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like the movement.
That's the movement.
Okay.
All right. Now, so let's get into this ride out by DJ True Story.
AMG. AMG, the unit.
This that brand new shit.
DJ Break White.
This that shit that's gonna feed the streets.
Hood Rich.
Turn up.
Five fingers up and I'm thinking of one. It ain't my thumb.
My trigger finger.
That's for my gun. I
ain't getting married.
And my pinky ring flooded with cherries.
So I say middle fingers to them niggas hating on me. Fuck who hating on me. And I say middle fingers to them niggas.
This is another DJ True Story exclusive.
It ain't my thumb. My trigger finger. That's for my gun. I ain't getting married.
Five fingers up and I'm thinking of one. It ain't my thumb.
My trigger finger.
That's for my gun.
I ain't getting married.
Chase that money, she like fuck a nigga. I've been skeptical, can't really trust a nigga. I might fuck around and bust a nigga. You the type to spend whatever
hood rich nigga.
You the type to try to spend forever with a bitch. This nigga trying to get his life together for a bitch. I'm the type of nigga to put the cash on for a bitch. I'm bad, what's crackin'? Nigga at me. Ain't really got time for no blind hate. This nigga has been my own boss, baby. Get married.
Five fingers up and I'm thinking of one.
It ain't my thumb. My trigger finger. That's for my gun. I ain't getting married. And my up in the loft. This a hard model, don't ask me what it costs.
What it costs?
Woo!
What's the motto?
Can't trust no time for a.
No way!
Turn the vision on the mills. Young trying to get rich. Stay down for that bang. Bang, bang. Can't sleep for that bang.
Yeah.
Pound bang, wrong. Real, do real
we
thing.
Do.
Real, do real.
We do.
Real, it's up real money, keep it one dub, keep it one dub. Real, do real. Real do real,
we do.
Real tuck real money, keep it one dub, to keep it one dub. Okay, I pop shows, pop on 650, cool my ride, no top.
Woo.
That round down, Peter's in the phone with the top back.
I got bars, babe.
Louis Neese, Robert jeans with the wings, double G's around me, money tall, y'all mean we're drowning. Yay, get them out my face.
Woo.
Tell them, break that bread, need my money in a case. Jugging around the city, ran through all the BOA. Shoot bills on the shaker, girl, shout out to DOA.
What you doing, sir?
I'm going off.
Going off.
I hit like 50 bands up in the loft.
Hello.
This a hard mart, don't ask me what it costs. Trust no time for a. Turn the vision on the mills. Young trying to get rich. Stay down for that bankroll. Can't sleep for that bankroll. Pound bankroll. I'm gonna make some shake. I'm gonna make some shake. Bet you I'm gonna make some shake.
Watch out, make some shake.
I'm gonna make some shake.
Make some shake.
Bet you I'm gonna make some shake.
DJ True Story. DJ True Story.
I'm gonna make some shake.
I'm
gonna make some shake. I'm gonna make some shake.
Watch out, make some shake.
I'm gonna make some shake.
Make some shake.
I'm gonna make some shake. I'm gonna make some shake. Send a play my way, I bet I
made some shake.
He ordered up a bag, I bet you how we
shake.
Milking niggas for that cab. Bet I make some
shake.
Roll running, make 10K. That was yesterday. Pull one more and I'll be straight. Make sure my youngin's eight. Roll up spot, got 40 stone, make 40 jewels a day. Sir, simple Miss Codeine with a chocolate shake. Pop a perk and smoke a O, I still can make it shake. Took a law, but now I'm straight on how I made it shake. Ricky Bobby shaking bait. I got tricks for days. I'm gonna make some shake.
Make some shake.
I'm gonna make some shake. Bet you I'm gonna make some shake.
Watch out, make some shake.
I'm gonna make some shake.
Make some shake.
Bet you I'm gonna make some shake. I'm gonna make some shake. Send a play my way, I bet I made some shake.
Make some shake.
He ordered up a bag, I bet you hell will shake.
I bet your hell will shake.
Cuz I'll hit my line, he said let's make some shake.
Let's make some shake.
I'm on my last 2K, I bet I made some shake.
I just want to private. A whole lot of comments. Fuck your plug on the motherfucking socket. Every time you talking on the motherfucking topic, put some money on my head. I'ma still drop top it. I feed my shooters. I ain't worried about nothing. Bands in my pocket. Every time I'm walking, LG rolling 100 bands in the apartment. Purple Moroccos in my pocket. You don't wanna see them shake. I got a trap at Georgia State. They ain't wanna see me eat. I had to make my own plate. So you know I'm extra greedy. But my bitch, she a boss. So
I'm gonna make some shake. I'm gonna make some shake.
Bet
you I'm gonna make some shake.
Watch out, make some shake.
I'm gonna make some shake.
Make some shake.
Bet you I'm gonna make some shake. I'm gonna make some shake.
Send
a play my way, I bet I made some shake.
Make some shake.
He ordered up a bag, I bet you hell will shake.
I bet your hell will shake.
Cuz I'll hit my line, he said let's make some shake.
Let's make some shake.
I'm on my last 2K, I bet I made some shake.
DJ True Story. DJ True Story. DJ True Story.
Hey.
gonna make my shake. I love that song. I'm gonna make my shake. All right, hey you all, welcome back to What the Hell C-Fed Tuesdays. It's your girl CC, better known as Miss CP. Follow on Twitter and Instagram. You should already know what it is by now. And I have my sugar love on the line.
It's your girl Megan. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. Brown Baby Coco, that's BRWNBABYCOCO.
I'm
all love to the Brown Baby Coco.
Is that where I come from? The Brown Babies. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're waiting for Cool America. Like, tonight is probably like a very busy day for them. It was Bali birthday week. And I think they had a day party at Pinups today. So I don't know if they kind of like maybe got pinned up. I would love to be pinned up if I was there for my birthday.
Oh,
you know.
Hey.
But in the meantime, while we wait for them to get on the line, we're going to talk about what our discussions are for the week. And our discussion for this week is, Megan came up with it. We're just having 4 months left to the year 2015. So far, we have already experienced how many months? 8 months?
Mm-hmm.
9 months? It's now my
nine.
This is the ninth month.
Ninth month.
Okay. So.
That's nine. That's 12.
All right. So, with that being said, you all, everyone has their New Year's resolutions. I honestly don't remember too many of mine. I remember going to bed with yellow drawers on because, like, my best friend said yellow panties and seven grapes are how many something grapes you eat if you take the witch. I don't know, girl. Let me get one.
Yeah, y'all be stuck.
But, anywho, I had a few. I don't remember what all of them are, but my number one was to make sure I brand myself and try and market myself and take myself up to another level. And I honestly think that I have done that with C. Me Your Dreams. Megan's about to graduate this year, and I mean, and with Miss EP, I'm doing a little bit more. I got Mano, and I'll cross my fingers for a lifetime change. So you never know what may happen. What you had, Megan? What was your resolutions? Do you remember?
I didn't stick to my resolutions.
You didn't?
I remember them, but I did not stick to my goals.
None of them?
Damn. One, and that was to stay focused on school, but that wasn't
natural. Natural.
You know, I was saying that was like a
that's a given.
That's a given. However, sometimes I fall off track and I don't stay as focused as I should. And also making sure one of my new resolutions also was to help brands see me and dreams get more clients and accomplish more as far as building the empire for my future kids. You know what I mean? Trying to build something for the babies. I'm gonna have something for little King. You know,
yeah.
And my future kings that I have, you know what I mean? So we're on that. I'm on the track for that, but a lot of my personal resolutions, I didn't stick to. So, right, that's why I did the topic, because I had to do some self-evaluation myself, saying, wow, you know, I need to realign myself and make sure that I follow through, make sure that I get back on track with what I wanted to do, because these are goals that I had. So I need to figure out what I'm going to do to make some shape these last 4 months to position myself to where in 2016 I'm not going in with the same resolutions and nothing happens again.
I agree. I need to be saving money. But I am making it shake because I'm about to get on it and grind for the rest of the year and do what I need to do to make it happen.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I need to think about some other resolutions because I don't remember. I think I thought I was going to get a boyfriend this year. I think I said that. I was going to focus on my weight.
That's hilarious.
I ended up gaining like 13 pounds. So it's like, I thought I was going to go to the gym. Probably been to the gym maybe twice.
That's everyone's resolution is to go to the gym. And then, you know.
It just doesn't work for me. So, you know, maybe I need to think of some other stuff. I don't know. I haven't did no puzzles this year.
Was that a New Year's resolution to not do any or to do more?
It was to do more and stay in the house more. And I think I have stayed in the house much more than what I have.
At the beginning of the year, though,
I was working 3 times in a week.
I'm saying, you wasn't doing that. Now.
Oh yeah, I wasn't, though. But
no.
I had my reason.
And our face slowed down.
Tremendously.
After the brunch.
It burnt me out. I'm still trying to catch up. Like,
after
you know,
the brunch, I think you calmed down. But that's a good thing. You slowed down. You're tight. But now the time. These next 4 months, we have to come up with a plan for ourselves because we have to make the best of the rest of this year. I hope you guys do that. I hope you guys are able to.
And make some shape.
Yeah.
Well, I wish we had some people on the line. No one's calling us tonight. I don't know what's going on. People listening online. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all online. Yes, you call in and talk. We see y'all online. Chime in. Let's talk about something. I'm so exhausted, you all. I had a long day. Y'all pray for my mommy. She got a car accident today. So that was my day today. Yeah. But anywho.
I want to talk about the question of the day. I'm just burning this up.
Oh, Lord.
No. I'm just all right. Okay. Question of the day is, Rose, that I was earlier saying, ask a question, a common question people ask, but we never talk about it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Is ask, if you saw, and I know somebody who went through it. My mom went through this one time, and I saw her, and I saw it firsthand. If you saw your best friend or friend or girlfriend mate out with someone else, would you say something? If you were out and you saw your friend's girlfriend or boyfriend out with another male or female, would you tell your friend?
Is it my friend, or is it my social?
See, it can be a best friend or a friend. I wouldn't say an associate.
I mean, it was my best friend. I'd probably be running up on him like, that's my nigga.
What the fuck you doing?
Jenny, where you at? What are you doing? I'm trying to figure this out right now because your husband might get his ass kicked. Where you at? I'll put myself on her shoes because she'll do the same thing for me. She done did it before.
Okay. See, that'll
work. My friends do that. My friends from see here. I never forget. Jonathan was at IHOP with a girl, and it was actually him and his homeboy Gash and another girl. And the girl happened to be his sister. But my friends don't know what your sister looked like. They don't know what your sister looked like. As far as they know, they just seen Jonathan, like, he like this, and the other girl slouched over here on the window. They not touching each other. So I'm getting videos, I'm getting tapes, all of this. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning. I just took my shreds out, so I was like, damn, I can't get out there and go at ignorance. But here comes Jamie. Jamie talks about, bitch, where you at? Because I'm about to hand his ass right quick. It's her, it's Crystal Michelle, it's Trey, it's Montre, it's everybody from, like, the club scene that I hang with. And it was out there waiting for them to come outside. But me being the ignorant, I don't put my hat on, I'm on my way to IHOP. And by the time I made the IHOP, he home laughing.
Because it was his sister.
Yeah.
Girl, that's hilarious. That's hilarious. That's classic.
Oh, Lord.
That's classic.
So, I mean, I don't know. This is my first time. I see it all the time, though. You got to realize I work at the club. I see people that had babies last Friday in the club this Saturday with a new man. I was like,
girl. I know.
Remember?
I remember that.
Oh, goodness. Swim for you.
Like, wow.
And she snapped back quick.
I'm like, girl, get to our house today. That's all I can do. But I knew my mom had a situation where she found her friend's husband at the mall with another man that she knows is gay. Mm. And she was so torn that she didn't know what to do.
Like, what am I supposed to say?
She didn't know what to do. So, I mean, she kept her mouth closed, so she didn't say anything.
That's probably the best thing to do. All right, you all. So, we have... Hello, do we have Cool America on the line tonight with us? Hello? Hello, can you hear us?
Hello?
Hey,
hello.
Is this Cool America?
Yeah, it's Cool America.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to What the Hell She Said Tuesdays. Can you hear us?
What's that name?
Hey, which one is this? Is this Bali or Stunt?
This Bali. I'm running around the studio looking for Stunt right now.
Happy birthday, man.
Huh?
Happy birthday to you. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I appreciate it.
All right. So, can we get FaceTime?
Y'all sound a little low, though.
We sound real low?
Yeah, y'all sound
a
little low.
Okay, sorry about that.
Are we better now?
Okay, yeah, it sounds better, sound better. I'm trying to get it
all
going.
Right.
I got to do this
okay.
Okay. Okay, so we'll go straight into this interview. We have Bali Benjamin online. We're waiting for a stunt, is it McLovin?
Stunt McLovin, yeah.
Okay, so where y'all get y'all name from?
Well, really, it started off as like a place for the kids to go, like a after-school program for people to go learn how to be DJs, photographers, radio personalities, and stuff like that.
Okay, so it's like a community place.
Okay, we got Stunt with me.
Hey, Stunt McLovin, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Thank you for joining us tonight. We really appreciate it.
You know, we here with Settling.
No, we were asking the question of where did the name Cool America, like how did y'all come up with that name?
Cool America was like, we both had played sports in high school, so we had a plan of what we were going to do with the money when we were done. They were going to be an out-of-school program for kids that want to be a radio personality or a DJ, take pictures of stuff they'll teach in regular high school, you know what I mean?
Okay. I like that. So I've seen that Bali is from Alabama, and Stunt, you're
right.
From Stone Mountain, Georgia?
I'm from Savannah, Georgia, but I live in Stone Mountain. You know, I'm a real Rock River Motor Drive type of guy.
Shout out to Savannah. Now, what makes you guys different from other Atlanta groups? Because Atlanta is hot right now. It's been hot for a minute. You have groups, you have artists. So what sets you guys apart?
I feel like people in the city is making music just to stunt on each other. More or less than making music to uplift each other. We were telling everybody to get up and make some shape, man, instead of trying to count the next man, pack his head on the next man, you know what I mean?
Okay. I told you it was the hottest group in Atlanta. What you talking about?
You did what I'm saying?
You never hear no one say nothing like that. Everybody else got something to say. I love that. That's really awesome. So I see that Make Some Shake. Like, I love the song Littlefinger. That's probably one of my favorite songs you all have. But the song Make Some Shake is, like, really going. Yeah, we've just played it before y'all came on the line. So Make Some Shake is, like, going everywhere. We hear it here in Orlando in the strip club. They play it on the radio on rotation. Like, are you all surprised that it went so fast and made it so big as it is right now?
Hey, man, I ain't never surprised at Orlando, man. Florida, that's our home, man.
Yo, we started that. We was on the road going through the whole Florida before we even had a song.
I mean, they play your song here. We got to get y'all here to Orlando soon. We need to get with Kingpin and make that happen because they play your music here.
We can't wait.
Can't wait to have y'all.
I know Sierra and I were riding in the car one day, and we were listening to SiriusXM Radio. And this was shortly after the meet and greet with Bigger Rankin, and she was like, oh, my God, turn it up. So ever since I heard the song that first time, I fell in love with it. And now what is the meaning behind the song, Made Some Shake? Because people have it confused. I don't know if it's a dance song.
It's not a dance song. It's really like a motivational song to get everybody to get up and go get it. You can't just sit and wait for it to come to you.
But you can't put it in one box, though.
Yeah.
It make you get up and dance. It make you get up and go get some money. The strippers in the strip club literally got to make some shake to get some money.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? You can't just categorize it once.
It gets me ready for work in the morning. That's what it does for me.
So what made AMG, which is Alliance Music Group, what made them find Cool America?
Hey, man, it's family, man. We've been family since day one. No, nobody want to see their little brother out of the streets. They want to see everybody doing the right thing. So, you know, it's all the right. The OG take us up under their wing.
Now, how did you join forces with Kingpin?
Same thing. That's
same
a real
thing.
That's a real guy.
Family.
A real genuine guy.
He's been down since day one. And I never turned his back.
Yeah, Kingpin is like a beast. Like, he has so many titles. He is an event planner, a manager, a promoter, security. He handles everything.
He's the rep. Look at that. He do it all.
Everything.
So now, who, like, out right now, past or present, who inspires you the most? Like, who are your favorite artists?
My favorite artist is Sonic Lover, and my favorite artist is Donnie Benjamin.
You know,
really, too much else
that's
going
just
on.
What it is, man.
Okay. I'm with it. I swear.
Oh, my goodness. So tell us a little bit about No Taxes, too. I know it's like a real hot mixtape, but for the ones that are not familiar with it, tell us a little bit about it and what we should expect from No Taxes, too.
Yeah, well,
No Taxes 2 ain't a mixtape.
It's a movie. It's a classic movie.
It's a classic movie featuring a whole lot of celebrities, man. You understand? Starring that boy Nipsey Hussle. Starring that boy Kevin Gates, starring that boy Rocco. We had to get that boy Young Dolph on the cast. We got a whole bunch of DJ Holiday, Ferrari Simmons, DJ Black, Big Ranky, DJ Popar, Scream. You know what I mean? It's a real big cast. So it's only right that we had to make this a movie. You know what I mean? Because once you got a whole bunch of important people in one room like that on one project, and there's a film being made, you understand?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I have worked with you all before, and we're here in Orlando. We do event planning and promotion. So when you all come here, we got to set something up, do a meet and greet at DTLR, you know, something for you all so we can let the ladies and everybody else get to know you all a little bit more. So let us know if you need any help with that.
Listen, and we're doing a special deal just for you, man, because we want to help the city of Florida. We ain't coming to shine on nobody. We coming to work, deal with our family. Florida is family just for you. Anybody want a verse in the hook of Cool America, they get it right now on the time we come to Florida, 1200. But you got to catch us in the city. Look, if you're really serious about your career, you want to make some shape, man, you trying to end up on them blogs, man, and the results on Google. I ain't being cocky. I ain't ego tripping. I'm telling you, that boy Kingpin is a juggernaut for real. I'm trying to tell you, this is special you need to jump on.
All right, we're going to make sure we get the word out.
We definitely will. That's a good deal.
All of our listeners are writing that down. Make sure you follow them. Can we get the information so that our listeners can get in touch with you, like follow you?
One Cool America, the number one. Cool America with a C, America with a K. That's on everything. Snapchat, Periscope. We got a Pandora station that's just Cool America.
We
don't
get
out
Pandora station, man. Throughout it, wake up.
Oh, we got to do that.
Spotify, all that. SoundCloud, we on there, Cool America.
Y'all killing it. So what's next for Cool America? I know that Vali's celebrating his birthday. You know, y'all's at pinups. You know, everybody ain't able to be at pinups in the middle of the day. But, you know. So what's next for you all? What's going on? What should we expect from Cool America?
We probably finna take it to the West Coast, man, deal with our peoples in California and, you know, the Arizonas and the Oregons and stuff like that. We're going out there just to vibe with the people, man, deal with the rhythmic side. You know, we love the urban, but we definitely going to take it rhythmic.
Absolutely. Well, send us some California goodies, you know.
I plead the fifth. I just
hope
I don't get fired.
I tried to get out with you all when y'all was in Denver. I couldn't catch up with y'all. Y'all was on go mode. So when y'all get to California, send us some goodies.
I was never there. Good.
All right, you all. So we're about to get ready to wrap it up. Is anything else you want our callers and our listeners to know about Cool America tonight?
Hey, man, we got videos on the way. We got two new singles on the way, you dig? We're having a lot going on. We got another mixtape coming before the end of the year. So they get ready. We're going to do it.
The video on MTV Jazz right now.
Rebo TV.
If you ain't got our Spotify, you need to get it. Follow our Pandora station right now. If you ain't doing it, make sure you do what you got to do, man. Come and follow.
All right. We appreciate y'all. We'll talk to y'all soon. We'll see y'all in Florida in a couple of months, hopefully.
Thank you. And happy birthday.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, y'all.
All right, we appreciate
you. All right.
Oh, that was so awesome. I like them.
Yes, me too.
They
you
got
to put it first. You got to put it here first in there and with an air in Florida. Features
1200. And that's really good. Because some people talking about 25, 35, and all that. Y'all better jump on it if you know like I know.
Wow, it's hot.
Yes,
it's good.
People are asking for 3500. Let me got a Pandora station. I'm just saying. But anywho, so
So next week, we're going to have DJ Shaft on the line. We're going to talk about this Duval Rio, which is a 12. Y'all going to fuck with me. I need me some booty girls, some thick girls. I need all of that next to me. You know, some cuties, some ugly, some nice looking guys. I need all that with me. You know, you got to have a combination. You got to have your little turn up one bigger. So y'all got to have your thigh in the group.
You keep one them around.
Shut up, bitch.
They
can have the fight tendencies because I ain't about that life.
Yeah, man, you keep one round.
Oh, my God. All right, you all. So, again, thank you, Cool America. Shout out to Kingpin for making that interview happen. And we can't wait to have you all in Orlando. And we'll see y'all next Tuesday on What the Hell She Said Tuesdays.
DJ Cool Story.
Good thing going with a bad bitch. You know what to call when you need it. Wish I had another you, I'm greedy. Sometimes I let a nigga get greedy. Goddamn, I fell in love with a bad bitch. You know that every time you leave me. Even though I know how men be talking, I just know that nigga wanna be me. Can't admit I fell in love with a bad bitch. Back then she ain't had shit. Now she grown up, she got access. Wanna know what she got that ass at. Hit my heart a two-toot on it. Got a dump truck, I put a boot on it. Don't mind spending this loot on it. Treat it like my whip, I put some shoes on it.
Got a dump truck, put a boot on it. I don't mind tricking, spend loot on it. Woke up in the club, I'm two-two on it. She a bad bitch, put some shoes on it. Goddamn fell in love with a bad bitch. That French take me to Paris. Dominican mind me from Cali. I said, go and bend it over, let me grab it. I said, go and bend it over, making that. Woke up in the club, rolling TV on the glass. I ain't looking at you niggas, looking way past. Young fly G's up, pockets full of cash. You know where to find me, you know when you need me. All my dogs eat me, tell you I ain't greedy. I ain't gonna love it, too much to leave it. I ain't gonna public, shorty is easy.
I just been going with a bad bitch. You know where to call when you need it. Wish I had another you, I'm greedy. Sometimes I let a nigga get greedy. Goddamn, I fell in love with a bad bitch. You know that every time you leave me. Even though I know how men be talking, I just know that nigga wanna be me. Ain't been fun.
See you by the bed and the chips in. The bill that I don't have, but I ain't tripping. You tell them money down, like you be calling. For the bad bitch, say that bitch getting started. Got a little check, but don't show it all. Took the whole birdie day, and I sold it all. Smoking no G, this ain't what you used to. This is strong for you, join the bitches with the hookah. My dog in the bike, sipping on white. Me, I'm standing on the couch, sipping on yikes. Turned up to the mic, then it's no joke. On top of that, I'm trying to turn up some more, but my nah, bro. My nah, bro. My nah, bro. Trying to turn up some more, but my nah, bro. My nah, bro. My nah, bro. Trying to turn up some more, but my nah, bro. My nah, bro. My nah, bro. Trying to turn up some more, but my nah, bro. My nah, bro. My nah, bro. This morning, I had nowhere to go, so I got up and got dressed, hit the liquor store. They say I'm going hard to earn it, but I tell them, oh no, this is just a pregame, baby, about to hit the club and turn up some more. Whole tier niggas shining, so they bite. 30 bottles on the way, you know them boys swipe. 30 goons with me, hold the ball, start fight. Win squad, you know them boys know we start right. When I'm relaxing, you know I'm high as a pilot. Drinking on a tea straight from Long Island. Now I'm getting tipsy, it's no joke. On top of that, I'm trying to turn up some more, but my nah, bro. My nah, bro. My nah, bro. Trying to turn up some more, but my nah, bro. My nah, bro.
True talk, not fake with her walk. She got her hair done right, I be breaking her off. I like them girls when I'm ready, she taking it off. She be telling me what to do, cause she thinks she the boss. And I don't say nothing to her, I let that money talk. We don't never trip much, we be shaking it off. Win, lose, or draw, I'm back against the wall. I'm willing to grow, cause I've wanted it all. I'm one of a kind, she one of them dimes. Been at it for a while, we putting in time. I'm loving her thoughts, she changing my mind. We learning together, the stars align. Fly face, nice body, a swag crazy. She working, she going to school, she ain't lazy. And when she out and about, she look wavy. And when they try to ask what's up, she say Casey.
I'll be a lady in the streets in the dress with her hair tied up. Or I can be a freak in the sheets in the room with her hands tied up. It's whatever you want, whatever you like. Not a problem at all, whatever you like. Whatever you like, whatever you like, whatever
she'll
you like.
Yeah, she'll do whatever I like. Yeah,
whatever
she'll do whatever
like.
I like.
Whatever
she'll
you
do whatever I like. Started really rock with me. I took her to the block with me. She probably spent the whole night with me. Take a ghost shot with me. All them girls flock for me, but she the one that's gon' ride with me. We cruised through the hood, end up in Beverly Hills. We talked about how the limelight was never that real. She asked me questions about her sex, like how does it feel? Sorry, you the best, I'm just keeping it real.
I'll be a lady in the streets in the dress with her hair tied up. Or I can be a freak in the sheets in the room with her hands tied up. No, it's whatever you want, whatever you like, not a problem at all. Whatever you like, whatever you like, whatever you like, whatever you like.
Yeah, do whatever I like. Yeah,
whatever
just do
like,
whatever I like.
You like, whatever
just
you
do whatever
like.
I like.
Grab your body hand, let them know that you're versatile. Let them know we're on the shit in that van. Back it up on them, yeah, do your dance. Do your dance, 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 do your dance. I'll be a lady in the streets in a dress with her hair tied up. Or I can be a freak in the sheets in the room with her hands tied up. It's whatever you want, whatever you like, not a problem at all. Whatever you like.